This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has used his first appearance at the NATO summit as president to call on Russian President Vladimir Putin to step back from provocative actions targeting the U.S. and allies. NATO allies, meanwhile, joined the United States Monday in formally scolding Beijing as a constant security challenge. Biden said he had extensive talks with NATO leaders about his plans to meet with Putin on Wednesday. He said all expressed support or gratitude for his plan to tell Putin directly to stop Russian-originated cyber attacks against the West and the violent stifling of political dissidents and cease Russian election interference outside its borders. Israel's new government has granted approval for a contentious parade by Israeli nationalists through Palestinian areas around Jerusalem's Old City. That decision raises the possibility of renewed confrontations just weeks after an 11-day war with Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. Hamas called on Palestinians to resist the march. Tuesday's parade creates an early test for the fledgling government led by the Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. It's a patchwork of parties that includes hardline nationalists, as well as the first Arab party ever to sit in a governing position and coalition. The parade was scheduled to take place on May 10th, but as it got underway, Hamas launched a barrage of rockets at Jerusalem. UN refugee chief Filippo Grandi told Reuters Monday that the United Nations is preparing for a likely further displacement of civilians in Afghanistan after U.S. and international troops leave the country in September. Violence has been rising as foreign forces begin withdrawing in efforts to broker a peace settlement between the Afghan government and insurgent Taliban.